Good afternoon, everyone. It's nice seeing everybody still here. Beautiful weather out there today. If you turn to John 14, verse 15 through 18. John 14, verses 15 through 18. Christ said the following, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." The helper here is, of course, reference to the Holy Spirit. The power of God is the Spirit of truth. This Spirit of truth comes from God to those whom he has sanctified, the first fruits of his future family. Those not called at this time have not received this Spirit of truth. Their eyes are blinded by the god of this world, Satan, and they cannot see him nor know him. Since Adam's Since Adam's partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the world has rejected the truth of God. That Spirit of truth has only been granted to a few individuals since that time. We have been given an opportunity to receive that Spirit of truth because God has called us out of this world to be partakers of the Holy Spirit, a wonderful and heavenly gift. Christ said that the Spirit of truth dwells with us and is in us. Christ said that he would not leave us as orphans without father or mother, or that he would come to us. You know, we're reminded back in Matthew 10 when Christ sent out his disciples two by two to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They went preaching about the coming kingdom of God. They went not with staff or money in their belt or sandals on their feet. They went with nothing but the tunic that they wore on their back. They went in complete faith that God would provide for them as they went to the lost house of the sheep of Israel. In Luke 10, Christ also sent out 70 others, two by two. When they returned, we read in Luke 10, verse 17, that even they were excited, they were ecstatic, that even the demons are subject to Christ's name. You know, many miracles were performed in the early church, healing the sick, raising the dead, and casting out demons, to name just a few. This garnered a lot of attention, and the church grew quickly, adding thousands in one day. Today, we don't hear a lot about miracles. It would be nice if we did hear more about miracles in people's lives. But rather, we're seeing a different type of miracles occurring in the lives of his chosen people. Miracles of the mind and spirit. God is changing the way that we think and act. His Spirit of truth dwelling in us is changing us to be more like him and his Son, Jesus Christ. Christ said that he would come to us. He would come to us, that he would live in us. In 1 John 3, verse 24, we read, "Now he who," 1 John 3, verse 24, "Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us." Christ abides in us through the Spirit which he has given us. He sees what we see. He hears what we hear. He knows our very thoughts. He knows our struggles, and he knows our joys and sorrows. Continuing in 1 John 4, chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Here we see that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, into our flesh through the Holy Spirit. He resides within us. If the Spirit of truth is within us. And continuing in verse 3, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Those who deny that Christ dwells within his chosen are not of God. Continuing, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. The spirit of the Antichrist has been around since the very beginning of the church. The spirit of the Antichrist is to not believe what God has taught us through his scripture. Verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. God is within us. He is greater than he who is in the world. Satan is running this world. They are of the world, in verse 5, they are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. You know, the lamb, the sheep, they hear the voice of the shepherd, as what was brought out this morning, or the first service. They hear the voice of the shepherd. They hear the truth of God through the Spirit of truth. That Spirit opens our mind to an understanding that the world cannot grasp. No matter how hard you try to explain something to them, they will not understand it. Verse 6, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There's plenty of error in the world. Most of the philosophy in this world is filled with errors. Sounds good, but it's wrong. You turn to 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? We are the temple of God. You know, they talk about Christ coming to a temple when he returns. We are that temple that he is returning to. Yes, there may be a physical temple built someday in Jerusalem, but the temple that he is coming to is each and every one of us built together into a holy temple unto the Lord. How well are we keeping the temple of God? Are we letting it get overrun with weeds, the cares of this world? Are we allowing that to take away from our focus, that what we should be focusing on? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, that you have from God? And you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. The price that God paid for us was the death of his son, his firstborn, his only begotten son. That is the price that God paid for us. We are not our own. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. You know, God owns us. We need to submit to God's will in our lives and not our own will, because it is God who owns us. We are no longer our own man or woman. God owns us. You know, what has been the greatest scourge throughout man's existence since the beginning of time? You know, has it not been the endless wars and conflicts that have afflicted mankind? Don't these conflicts revolve around man's inability to resolve conflict in personal relationships? Conflict management. People don't know how to manage conflicts. The lack of God's Spirit in man and the influence of Satan has caused all of our problems. The lack of conflict management. However, it is through the indwelling of Christ in us, through the Holy Spirit, that God is able to mold us into his image. It is through Christ coming into our flesh, coming to live within us, to see what we see, to hear what we hear, to know what we know. That he is able, Christ coming in our flesh, he is able to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers. A fulfillment of Malachi 4, verse 6. You know, if we allow Christ to reside within us, our personal conflicts can be resolved. Maybe not right away, maybe not in our lifetime, but they will be resolved. Our relationships with others can be healed. We can overcome the obstacles in our relationships with others if we allow Christ through the Spirit of Truth to guide us into all understanding. His Spirit of Truth will help us through conflict resolution, which is the greatest miracle of all. Whether it is conflict with our spouse, conflict with our children, or conflict with our neighbors or co-workers, if we allow God's Holy Spirit to work through us, the world will be changed when Christ returns to restore all things, and we can have a part in that restoration. I'd like to leave you today with the lyrics from the song in our hymnal, page number 98. Song number 98, you can look it up if you want to follow along. I'm not going to sing it for you. I'll just read here. Remembers Moses' law, take heed. All faithful servants pray. All faithful servants pray. We all pray if we're faithful. Elijah, I will send to you before that dreadful day. And it goes on to the chorus, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, to God's way. He will turn the hearts of the children to their fathers in that day. Verse 2, now children are a blessing too, the fruit of his reward. In the days of youth, let us rejoice, be grateful to the Lord. Goes on to the chorus. And then verse 3, with healing in his wings, the Son of Righteousness shall stand. All nations turn unto his way unless he strike the land. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, to God's way. He will turn the hearts of the children to their fathers in that day. Yes, it is through Christ, the Son of Righteousness, coming in our flesh to live within us, that he will be able to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. turn us all to God's way, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. With healing in his wings, he will restore all things and bring the cessation of war and finally bring peace at last to this world.